I've always been in love with you. I guess you've always known it's true. You took my love for granted. Why? Oh, why? Don't say goodbye. I've always been in love with you. I guess you've always known it's true. You took my love for granted. Why? Oh, why? The show is over. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, Anne Marie, with your stank ass.
Oh, because I was like, I forgot about her. Because I was about to be like, you trying to make it sound like we about to end the
No. Welcome
Okay.
to another episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh my. I am Anne Marie's resignation letter. And who are you?
I'm the Four Loko in the back of Karen's car.
No, that lady don't drink Four Loko.
I'm Rison the Libra, and I am the curtain rod that's just hanging down up in Heavenly's house.
Not the curtain rod. Bye.
Phaedra got jokes.
Girl. Oh, Lord.
Are you?
There's so much going
Oh,
on.
you already know.
Yeah, well, I'm Clifton, by the way. And there's so much going on in these Bravo streets, but let's talk about Twitter real quick.
Let's talk about Twitter.
So, for those that know Rasan and I, y'all know Rasan always tags me in something foolish, whether it's somebody acting a fool in public or ghetto broads fighting or something like that. And he's been doing this shit for as long as our friendship
Since we've
been
known each other,
for
we've swapped foolery online. That's what we
over
do.
12, 13 years of foolishness. No, I think about 15 years of foolishness.
What year is this?
This is 2024. We started, when did we start chatting online? Like 2009 or 10?
2010.
Yes, about 14 years of foolishness.
Wow.
Of all the tweets that you done tweeted to me with foolery.
I've sent you naked hoes fighting. I've sent you people sucking dick on the thing. I sent you animals blowing up on the freeway, shit like that. Okay, but just two chicks fighting out of the club.
That ain't the first time you done sent that. You done sent many of fights on Twitter.
Fights all the time and titties falling out.
But this one got so many people in their feelings, having think pieces and getting like, how could you stand there and record that? And I could never. And what type of establishment is this? And this is why I don't go out past 9 o'clock. And
Wait a minute. Here's the
like,
thing.
phone kept going off, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And it was just like, oh, all these responses to your fucking tweet. And then I tweeted back, I said, girl, these patients, and I put that Nene gif of why am I in it?
Tell you something. Here's the thing.
Public nudity. No, here go. Public nudity is for sure the immediate crime. If bitches are fighting, not nudity on the street, it could be slightly different situation. Let them hoes fight, but as soon as 12 showed up, I'm out. And it says, I don't know what's more disgusting, the women fighting naked like that or the idiots filming it all. That is barbaric. That echelon I am familiar with. Ironically, a lot of halters, but no stoppers.
Does it tell you how many times you were mentioned in a particular tweet?
Girl,
Oh,
fucking like between likes and retweets and everything like that, I was like,
I don't know who those people are who are even in the comments.
I don't follow man one of these people. Only follow like maybe like 10 of them.
Here's the deal. I tweet nothing. Everything that I tweet is absolute, has 0% substance all day long.
Niggatry.
Yes. Foolery, hoochery, fuckery, trickery, stupidity. Okay. And I know it's stupidity. Don't play me, y'all. So I posted that, and usually most people don't be checking on my tweets like that. Okay, I was like, ain't nobody gonna be looking at this.
Maybe it's because you're verified. I don't know.
I don't think so. What am I verifying?
Because I'm just verifying. Goddamn. I was about to mute the shit in a second because I was like, fuck, y'all getting on my nerves. It ain't that serious.
Why are you looking at your notifications when you're supposed to be working? God damn it.
Because I'd be tired of these people yelling in my ear, so I gotta have a distraction. Girl. And I don't have any other human beings to talk to, so I might as well look at my phone. I'll be in this room for 8 hours a day.
Listen, because I remember this happened to somebody else on Twitter. She only has like, I don't even look at people's follower accounts like that, but I think she has like maybe 30 to 50 followers, so it's not like she's bumping.
Well, I got a couple thousand, but that ain't bumping either.
Okay. I ain't bump. Ain't no, I'm not bumping. I'm not even close to, I'm not even a bump. Okay.
Hold on. I can check right now.
I think it's like 5,000 something. Like
1,800 followers. You have,
that was hard to say the number.
5,600 followers. You got more than me.
That's only 3,800 difference.
That's a small town. That's a high school.
Well, it ain't Texas. This ain't Texas.
And this ain't Phaser.
Okay, but it happened to this one person that we follow on Twitter, and I tagged her in something, some crazy little video. And for some reason, all these people that neither of us even follow were just commenting on it. I forgot what it was. I think it was like a wedding video where...
It's the one with the big walk flow.
No, it's not that one.
You post that video almost every bill.
Let me let you know something, Clifton Charles, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
That hood rat procession down the aisle, okay, led by Latasha Scott's twin, is one of my favorite videos because they are so slow, they're moving backwards. Mm-hmm. I love that video. Love it. It's quality and it's popping. Period. Okay. So, I feel like they, with Anne-Marie out of the picture,
mm-hmm.
I feel like it might kind of make some, wouldn't you feel stupid to hire somebody full time, full throttle in the middle of a season and think they're going to last a while? That's foolish.
Well,
they threw money at somebody for nothing.
Should I read her her going home speech? Hold on.
Her shit was almost as long as Azealia Banks. I didn't have time to read all that.
Well, we don't have that much to talk about these shows, so might as well. I word today that I will not be returning to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. To say that I'm disappointed is an understatement. I never auditioned for this show. The show found me and asked me to be on it out of the blue 6 weeks after the cast had already started filming. Girl, bye.
Who is she talking to? What was she trying to prove something?
Yes. I was very excited about the opportunity, and I thought following exactly what I was instructed to do throughout filming last season was the way the game was played. I wonder who instructed her. Kyle?
You know, damn well, Kyle instructed her.
Listening to what I was instructed to do was my rookie mistake. What I'm disappointed about is that the fans never got to see the real me or even a glimpse of my unique life story. Contrary to what was shown on TV, I am not obsessed with the esophagus. What I am is a woman, a proud Black woman, who is truly blessed with a wonderful, strong Black man as my husband, who sees me as an 8.5, who lifts me and our four wonderful children up with so much love and positivity.
They were four of them?
I only saw three.
I saw two. Okay.
The other two must be grown or stepchildren. Or
the other two said, you ain't going to last that long. Fuck that.
It was an important waste time putting this on the screen for the next season to show a solid Black family unit and that true Black love exists, even in Beverly Hills. My struggle with losing my mother to lung cancer within weeks of taping, and my struggle with adoption trauma, and what was going to be and still will be a new life journey for me to find my biological parents, all of which was taped but never shown last season.
Because nobody wants to see it. Things. We don't know you, girl. It's fine.
To the fans that saw past that, what was portrayed and saw the real me, thank you so much for the love and the support. I wish all the ladies good luck.
He was on only homeboy season. With the bleached blonde hair. You know who I'm talking about.
And thank you, Bravo, for the opportunity. As an athlete, challenges only make you stronger and more determined to prosper. I'm excited for the new opportunities ahead that celebrate positivity, truth, authenticity, and values I truly align with. Until we meet again, thank you, Anne-Marie. Girl, bye.
What the hell was she talking about? What did Gertie say underneath that? What did Gertie say underneath it?
Gertie said something?
I think she's one of the top comments. She said a good little chunk. I liked it.
Let me go here. Let me go on Anne-Marie's shit. Oh, got me going on her motherfucking ground.
You don't even want to see. You don't even want to give the algorithm a hint. You're going to be seeing a bunch of Tanyas and Anne-Marie's in your feed now. Gertie said some shit on her.
Well, somebody said, it's obvious that Kyle used you to get at Sutton. It backfired. Sutton is the fan favorite, not Kyle.
I don't have a favorite, and I'm not a fan, but I do like Sutton. I have likes, and I have dislikes, okay? And I definitely like Sutton over Kyle, because Kyle works
a whole nerd. I don't see anything that she said.
I'll be there. Did she delete it? Let me find it. Let me see.
Or maybe you might have to search it on Twitter.
See, now you got me searching this bitch of shit. How dare you? What's her name? Anne-Marie who? Oh, here we go.
This bitch is going to start coming to my shit now.
Claudia Jordan said, ugh. Where you at, Gertie? She must have deleted it because it was
What did she say?
She said basically, see, what I don't like is when people come on here and start saying, you know, it's got to be about Black love and Black family and Black happiness, okay, when we're all doing a job and everybody's doing their thing and you maybe if you put in the work, it was like something like that.
Let me see.
I was here for it.
Somebody had to...
Somebody's got it.
How do you spell Gertie's name?
G-U-E-R-D-Y.
Anne-Marie. Nope, no one screen capped it.
That's rude. But goodbye, Emery.
Bye.
You won't be missed.
Or remembered. Gosh. What else? Oh, this Portia Nene shit.
Where is actually just Nene shit, because Portia hasn't, I haven't seen Portia say
a
anything.
Damn thing. But allegedly, Portia told the production company of the Upshaws that she did not want to work with Nene. So Cynthia ended up getting the cameo role, which the Upshaws is a Netflix show produced by Kim Fields, who also was a former Atlanta housewife. And I know for a fact, this is where things get fishy, because I know for a fact that Kim Fields doesn't move messy like that. So why would production tell Nene that? People audition and back out of roles every day in TV.
Yeah.
Why would you, like, a part of me feels like that's just, I don't know if that's Nene trying to, like, drum something up, but it's like, baby, you're not going to get asked back to the show.
You better go on back down to the Zeus and, you know, break them fights up.
Girl.
Get tossed into a fish tank, you know. Get thrown through a wall by them hoes.
Black girl from getting beat up at the damn reunion. I'm not reunion, at the damn audition. That shit was so ghetto. That shit was so ghetto. Because here's the thing about them baddies auditions. Mm-hmm. Not a single one of those girls that were fighting got chose to be on the show.
Really?
And I also heard the girls that got the alleged $5,000 golden ticket haven't got their money. So they really got these girls lining up with some of the girls with their jobs to go cut up and act the fool Deuce and not even get on the damn show.
So you leave the house to get your ass beat for free.
Couldn't be me.
That's what I'm not gonna do. Okay. I would like to see a study on, you know, the exact mind frame the frame of mind these women are in when you're actually enticed to audition for a show like this, where you're gonna be doing nothing but fighting and getting fucked up, getting drunk.
Well, I mean, the same could be said about housewives, but I mean, they don't fight like that.
Because some of these baddies are more just bad instead of bad.
They're just bad.
There's one that was not cute. Okay.
Who?
I don't know the name. It was like, I don't know. Something with an L. Okay. Wig looks like Big Lots. Okay. Outfit was straight up Wet Seal clearance that was on the mannequin that they didn't wash. But you know, I'm being rude right now. I'm sorry. Say hi to your cousin.
Don't out me like that. I don't want nothing to do with that. I don't want nothing to do with that. I am far removed from that. I don't even acknowledge that I'm related to somebody that was a former. Keyword, former.
Oh, former.
Cast member of Baddies. The way she's been acting online, I don't think she's ever going to go back on that show the way she be acting online, so.
Oh, you follow her?
Huh?
You
no.
You follow her?
I just see it on the blogs.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm saying it without saying it, but when you get sued by another popular artist for sampling their song without their permission. And then you go back and forth with this artist on social media, and you call her old lady and stuff like that when this artist has had way more success than you. You might want to keep it cute.
Mm. Speaking of artists, do you see that video of Jaheim doing a meet and greet?
Honey, shave your head, Jaheim. As a part of the Ball Bitch Baddie Club, you know, I lost my hair due to thyroid condition, and I just shaved my shit off. But this motherfucker is rocking the Stevie Wonder struggle braids. And I mean, that hairline is pushed all the way back to the middle of his scalp. And he got a couple of braids just hanging on there for dear life. And I'm like, Jaheim, you will look so much better if you just shave your shit off. Just shave it off.
He got that Stevie, or a Susan Taylor, if you want to call it the Susan Taylor.
Who's Susan Taylor?
You know her, the editor from Ebony Magazine? Bye. With some Star Trek braids in the back. Star Trek in the back, okay? How them braids start all the way at the medulla oblongata.
The what?
The medulla oblongata.
What is that?
Part of your brain.
I never knew that.
I learned it from
the Magic School Bus.
No. I learned medulla oblongata from what's the name of the song? From the song, one of the songs on the Diary of Alicia Keys. Yeah.
Only thing it wasn't 494608.
No, it was not Diary. It was okay. Keep on talking. I'm gonna find the song right now. Go ahead.
Okay, so we got Amory out. Sonya Richards Ross has been confirmed by Andy to be out of Atlanta.
Okay.
Which I'm just like, okay, girl. Pum 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 pum.
Pum pum pum.
Well, no, what did she say? She's the blah blah or whatever that noise that she made.
Slow down, babe. Slow down.
Okay.
You know, what's unfortunate is that I think Clifton, you know, I think I'm getting older. You know, well, you know, I know I'm getting older apparently, but I think I'm in the mind actually, because I'm starting to appreciate characters like Sanya. Is it Sanya or Sonya?
Sonya.
Messing me up again. I'm starting to warm up to characters like Sonya a bit more, because I prefer the calm and collected and, you know, low key, and then they rev up if they need to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the ones that are just so ready to hop in your face on the jump, I'm just like, I don't have time for that. Turns me off. It makes me think that you've been studying reality TV and it's yucky.
It's too rehearsed.
I don't like that. So, who are we talking about?
We can move on to Potomac. The reunion looks dropped, and I would say this: I would put this reunion look in probably like my top three best reunion looks by the whole cast. Everybody looked good.
Did they?
Yes.
They did.
They did.
I mean, even that embroidered titty all the way back.
You will always try to find something. Embroidered titty.
NECA on there looking like, you know, a holiday edition Aunt Jemima.
What?
That little cutout, I don't know where the Aunt Jemima came from.
I was like, ah, ah.
The cutout on the dress is so odd, with that the right titty or the left titty just having the fabric on it like that. It just looks odd. The only thing she got right was her makeup was somewhat blended.
You just don't like that lady.
Listen, I do not. But that's not the reason why. If she would have looked good, I would have said it. Or I would have said nothing, which is what I usually do whenever, you know, you talk about like Utah and say Lisa Barlow looks good. I just don't say anything.
I didn't say that.
I said if. Okay. Remember Cinderella? If.
Well, anyway.
If you it.
So speaking of Potomac, there's been two controversies in the Potomac world this week. Candace has been a guest on the Angela Yee show this past week, and they were talking about babies. And then she made a remark that says she doesn't want light-skinned babies. And that had Twitter just going wow, crazy. And mind you, I didn't hear the full interview, but you know how people would take one part and run with it. But I'm also like, Miss Girl, just be thankful you get a healthy baby.
Did she explain the context?
She didn't. I didn't get the context. I just saw everybody posting that and I could not find the video of the whole damn thing. And it's just like, baby girl, why did you have to say that?
Maybe the rumors are true. Maybe she is out the door. Because, listen, when people are seeing the door or seeing the exit, they tend to act a little reckless, a little silly. So. Yikes. Don't know about that.
I didn't like that. I was like, honey, that wasn't it. You should have kept that. That was kitchen table talk. You should have just kept that to yourself, beloved.
She don't keep a damn thing to herself. Okay.
So the other drama that we had this week was earlier this week, TMZ first reported that Karen Huger got into a car accident. And, you know, I was like, oh, shit, I hope she's okay. Then, yesterday, it was reported that it was actually a DUI.
Mm-hmm.
Driving under the influence. And the first thing that came to my mind was, Miss Mamas, you is too old to be pulling that. And with all that money, you could have got a damn Uber, a Lyft, an Uber X, Uber Black. You have means to pay for transportation to get you to and from where you want to get fucked up at. Now, the part that did kind of irritate me, and you know, I love Karen Down. I love me some Karen Huger. But her, I don't even know what to call it, an apology.
Statement.
Huh?
Her statement.
I don't know what it was. It just was, well, did she even post it? Or did she delete it? Because 2 days ago. Oh, she deleted it.
Instagram's acting up though. So I don't know. Instagram's
a shithole. She posted something on her damn story and now it's gone.
Instagram's a piece of trash.
I mean, she posted it on her page and now it's gone. But anyways, it went down to maybe she might have deleted it. But her statement basically was along the lines of, I'm grieving and Mother's Day is approaching. And no shade. When I saw that part, I was like, it's March. Mother's Day is in May. Baby, just say you had too much to drink and you were irresponsible. All this deflections of I'm grieving and my mother and yada, yada, yada. Girl, you were too grown. You are too grown to be pulling this shit. People could have died, girl. They said it was high speed and the car is undrivable now and shit. Like, girl. What were your opinion? Shit.
My opinion is that Karen's very lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Shannon was lucky, just like I was lucky. So you know what? The statement I'm glad you deleted it. Because I'm sure people were commenting and calling you out and be like, you know what? Bring it back. Because it's not even like that. You're old ass, and not old as in her age, because I'm hopping a skip. But old as in knowledge-wise, wisdom-wise, okay? Your old ass doesn't have any excuses for why you're getting a DUI.
None.
In the middle of the damn week, or whatever day it was, okay?
It was, I think it was Monday? It was Monday? It could have been Sunday or Monday. Because you know shit don't really come out till after the fact.
That must have been a good law and order. She said, well, I got to get me a drink. She said she put the DVR on pause, went on down to the local spot, got her a Chablis.
Well, she said that she was with one of her girlfriends and it was an emotional conversation. But I'm just like, you know, I've been there, you know, but still, Miss Girl, you could have called a driver. Hey, you could have Ray pick your ass up.
Could have. That's it's foolery. Good luck, because them fees are not fun. Girl, them classes are horrible.
And you know Robin, Giselle, and motherfucking Ashley are gonna get in that ass next season. And you gave these bitches something to talk about.
Does this mean I'm gonna, oh my gosh, I have to think about that now. Because I feel like Shannon on the new season of Orange County is gonna be like on that sober shit.
Yep, so we're gonna have two shows with this shit.
Two shows where people were already talking about how these people were drunks. I'll be damned. Now I got to hear it go through all that. Okay. Whatever. But you know what? Let me rephrase that. Whatever. And it's going to be wonderful because I love these shows.
You're never going to let Caleb go with that, are you?
I do not say anybody's name. Okay. I didn't even know his name before last week. Okay.
And Caleb will be a guest on our podcast soon.
And I'm gonna get in that ass.
Oh.
Or you ever say anything about your mouth, not about me again. I'm kidding. Anything else about Karen?
No, but we can move on to Potomac.
Oh, the actual episode?
Great gowns, beautiful gowns. That fashion show, can we talk about it?
That fashion show looks like what? That fashion show was not it. Okay, when she by Sheree can muster up something okay, and it's better. That's a problem. This was very last minute, which I do understand because, you know, there were some circumstances that came up with Giselle's father and everything. But it just looked really cheap and late and disorganized.
Felt very like thrown together to have something to for a storyline. Like it was like even though Sheree's shit was very Sheen-ish, her shit looked more put together and light, but also too, her shit was 10 years in the making. This was giving, we need something, we're bored, we need something to have a storyline with.
G&A, like them pants, some of them pants look like you might get impaled. You might get sliced the leg off when you're taking them shits down too fast.
Now, what did you think about Wendy's attitude towards Giselle?
I thought you were about to say her talk show. I was about to, okay. I think it was, you know, it was what it was. Because when Giselle got there, as someone who's dealt with many people that I do not enjoy being around, I think that her, you know, hello, congratulations was good enough. We don't need to hug. We don't need to do a little chit chat, but, you know, I'm going to let you know, hey, you did your thing. Here you go. That's all I need to say.
And that's really it.
But what do you think of Wendy's talk show, though? It was cute. It was nice. You know,
I don't know where. I'll get this. I'm not going to shade the show because I already know the show's not my demographic. I'm not the demographic for the show, but I will say her talk show looked way more put together, organized, concise, cohesive, and done better than this fashion show.
Oh yeah.
Because
he's not gonna be looking stupid.
Because let me tell you something about the Dr. Wendy. Wendy knows her shit. And Wendy ain't gonna put her name on some half-ass shit. You know, and Wendy, this a talk show, Wendy ain't new to this. She's true to this. She's been a correspondent and doing stuff like this for years. And I feel like this is her lane. She knows her lane. She knows to stay in her lane. She knew that restaurant shit with Peter, which, by the way, side note, Peter, that Miami restaurant, why he signed a 10-year lease and only paid for 4 months, and now they're suing him?
4 months.
He signed a 10-year lease, and you know your restaurants ain't popping like that.
You trying to turn into a crack house?
Girl, Peter Thomas is like, I would say that was probably the only thing that had me looking at Wendy like, baby, you're smarter than this. Because how many businesses did he flop on Atlanta?
Like three.
Yeah. And you know, trying to open up a restaurant in Miami, of all places, like, restaurants in general take a lot of money and time to like see profit, but that's such a competitive place and it's super fucking expensive down there. And you're gonna sign a 10-year lease? Are you stupid? Are you dumb? And only gonna pay for a couple months?
Okay, I hope he signed right there where them bitches were fighting last on the video I sent you on your Twitter.
Girl, but yeah, went back to Wendy. Like Wendy has those degrees, and she is a doctor for a reason because she knows what the fuck she's doing. People may not like her, whatever, like that, but I fucks with her, and I respect that. Now the Giselle situation. Hmm. I'm kind of torn because I get like it's her father, but also too, she didn't know all that. And also too, it's hard to be sympathetic for somebody that has treated you like shit and talked about your family and shit in multiple ways. Now, if I feel like if Giselle never did that, and they still kind of maybe had like, you know, regular housewife shade that didn't involve Eddie or her mama, I feel like Wendy would have put the shit to the side and been like, I'm so sorry, da 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 da. But it's the fact that you played on my family, now you want me to be sensitive about your family? Girl, fuck you. It sounds petty, but, you know, if I was in that position, I probably wouldn't even be at the damn show. But the only reason why they're at the show because they know that they have to go to work.
Show face.
You know.
I think that Wendy kind of put a little extra on it.
Yeah.
Because I'm very much about, you know, listen, hey, you know what? You're going to talk about what I got on my family. But you got, you know, you're having family medical issues too? Oh, but you know, I'm not going to play you. I'm not going to make fun of you. I probably just wouldn't say anything at all, actually.
I would just be like, you know what? I'm sorry to hear about that. My prayers are with your father. That's it.
But as for Giselle, I have been in a few situations where, you know, where you gotta suck it up for the time being. So good for her because she made it look pretty. Be pretty.
She did. And you know that honestly, you know, and I hate to give her shout outs because she's kind of been on my shit list, but I couldn't have did that. My ass, I would have just went to visit my dad and said, Ashley, you handle it. Or I would cancel the damn show.
I mean, probably paid for all that shit already, but okay. Ashley, if whatever she did pretty good. It was clunky, but you know, it went well until it didn't.
Girl, until you want to invite Cookie Monster to your shit and then gonna tell Miss Deborah, this is the, okay. Because see, and I'm so glad that production caught this because, and I know people don't like Candace, but Candace low-key is one of my favorites on this cast. I just wish that she never said that light-skinned baby shit. I'm like, baby, I can't defend you on that. But,
could you defend her on, you know, you should die, Peggy?
No. That was also over 10 years ago. People can change.
But it also happened.
But people can change.
But people should know better in the first place.
But you like Victoria Gunvalson, and she said homophobic shit too.
She's never told anybody to die and call him a faggot.
So what you want me to do? Not just like, but you know, but people were on Candace's ass when that TMZ video came out because people were saying, "Oh, Candace was trying to throw a bottle and start shit and da 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 da." But we didn't hear what was said to rev shit up, and. Mm-hmm. You can plainly hear Ashley ask, are we done? Is it a wrap? Are we rapping? And, you know, the cameras were wrapped, filming, but they were still mic'd. And it sounded like Ashley was egging on Deborah to confront Candace. And, you know, Candace was like, why is the hell talking to me? When Deborah tried to confront her, and you can hear things start to escalate, and that's when you see the fight where it was actually Kierna was minking Deborah. And I was just like, so you don't call this old Cookie Monster girl over here to start some shit, and then she ended up getting her ass whooped. and she still ain't on the show or a friend of. She did all that shit for free.
She got sick on a company paid trip. Okay. Barely got any time on that trip on the screen, and then got harassed, or then got in a damn fight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm not doing, okay? That's what I'm not doing.
Well, no, that was Kiana that got sick.
Yes. Yes. Who are we talking about?
I was talking about Deborah.
Oh. Yeah, Deborah ain't shit too. Why'd you show any shit?
Why are you there?
Why are you there? Period. Period. With that mall kiosk ponytail. My Little Pony.
Her face scares me.
Her face? Let me think. And she looks like a Goomba with big lips and a tight face.
You ever seen that show Reboot?
Was that on the?
It was on ABC back in the day.
Oh.
It was the show where like the green people would be in the video games.
And
they had that one villain that she had like a mask on, but then her head would turn and it'd be like a scary mask. That's what her face looks like.
No, you didn't. Mm-mm.
That lady's face is scary. But all in all, it went on a to be continued, so we shall see. And then, you know how Twitter be having a little 6-minute previews on Twitter for the next week's episode? I just saw maybe like 1 minute of it, and Ashley was saying, oh, my friendship with Deborah is on pause.
Oh, really?
You brought that lady up in there to start some shit, Miss Girl. Don't play innocent.
I really do have a problem with Ashley this season, because you know what? This with Kiana and Deborah, I'm cool with it, okay? What I have a problem with is you meddling and getting started this windy neck of shit that I have no... I don't care about any of it, any of it, any of it, okay?
Because what it did...
Windy and neck could have just coexisted and been
It did okay. Them no favors, and it sucks the fact that they both kind of flopped over some shit that Ashley started.
Extreme flop. Floppity flop.
Honestly, it would have been so much better. Like, could you imagine how different the show would be if Wendy and NECA were like this? Were like thick as thieves, and we see the Nigerian, you know, love. And, you know, we see both their families and stuff like that. Like that, honestly, that would have been much better. And a cash trip to Africa.
What? And it could have been, if you're going to be cliquish, it could have been, not Kenya, what's this woman's name? Wendy, NECA, and Candace, and then against, you know, Carmel against Mocha.
Girl, that Twitter would have been going crazy. And Karen riding the fence.
Okay, you ride me. You ride me.
Well, girl, you should have rode an Uber, but...
Do we have any more for this?
Do you want to talk about Mia and Gordon? Who? Mia.
Oh,
When she said that when she talked about leaving him and he emptied the whole bank account, that was a big red flag.
I know they're only in therapy because she canceled the Coochie subscription. Okay? Trust. Because she's there for the money, for the coin. She ain't, if there ain't no coin pumping through this account, then ain't no coochie going out. That's the program. So that's why Gordon is agreeing to go to therapy. That's why he's probably walking on eggshells around her. That's why he, you know, I almost feel bad for Gordon.
Wow.
And that's me thinking of the perspective of, okay, I'm an older gentleman, not exactly, you know, Brad Pitt, Morris Chestnut, not this ain't Denzel.
Mm-mm.
Okay. And
it's given for a bit of her.
And I know what people are thinking when they see me and they see her. So I almost feel bad because it's just like, yeah, I've got this little cute thing on me, and she probably is here for the money, but you know, I want her. I do want her. I do want to continue having the prize on my hip. But you know,
prize, bitch.
Is the prize, bitch. But I, you know, I wonder if Gordon's even got that game to even go get back out there and find another, let's say if he finds a 20-something this time.
You think he can pull a Simon and find an Instagram baddie? Oh, speaking of Nene, did you catch that she was posted up with Simon and his new girlfriend?
I sure did. Petty. I do love Petty. But that's just tacky.
It was tacky. And I'm just like, girl, that's supposed to be your friend.
How is it? What is the benefit? Please let me know. I hope it's benefiting you well. Because at this point,
you're going to throw away an over 10-year friendship to kick it with some motherfucker that is probably going to get in trouble for fraud. We don't even know that Simon's his real name. You know, there's so much shadiness around that man.
You know, I would like for Nene to calm down, because I still want to have her in good graces with me, because that's where I like her. Because when she's acting right and she's acting fun and likable, I feel good when I use her gifts all the time. Okay. Mm-hmm. When she's acting stupid, okay, I don't even use her shit. And I don't want to send her into exile like I have with Brandy Glanville, where I don't care about what she's talking about. Or Bethany, where I don't care what she's talking about.
Do you want to talk about what Brandy tweeted?
What she tweeted about?
Alleging Jenna McCarthy doing cocaine on Watch What Happens Live.
She probably did. Okay. Okay. She said that Jenny did do it?
She's allegedly.
So what about it? Okay, did she join in?
I don't know, but it's honestly, Brandy is giving pulling for straws now.
It's giving, you know, you can get a check doing the little surveys online. Since that's what all you seem to be wanting to do is get a check somewhere.
Oh my girl, you ain't got a Cameo? Everybody making some type of money off Cameo.
Did you watch The Valley?
No. But speaking of The Valley, I got something to say. All y'all Housewives Twitter users always talking about if a Housewives show is under, if it's under a million views, oh my God, the show is flopping. It's in its flop era. They're gonna cancel it. They need to reboot it. They need to do this and that. Da, 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 da. them same pages posted that the Valley had 700,000 viewers. Oh, they're going to get a second season. I wasn't expecting it to be this successful. And I'm just like, hold up. Because I have seen both Potomac, Atlanta, and various other Housewife franchises bring in more than that. But you guys are saying that they're flopping and they should get canceled. So what is it? Is it Uchiwali or is it One Mic? What is it, Quad? What is it? What about your relationship, bitch? No, but seriously.
Lisa? with the ratings thing, it's weird because I saw your tweet. This was the first day ratings, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think a lot of people were thinking like it was going to be like 200,000 or less.
But it's just, it's so selective and it's so stupid how people get so caught up in ratings of a show. Mm-hmm. Who cares? Watch the show. But what was I finna get into? So we talked about that. Mm-hmm. That Married to Medicine reunion, the third part, really, it could have just been a two-parter.
It could have been a two-parter, absolutely.
I don't even know why Apollo was even there.
Apollo was there to save Phaedra a little bit, get Phaedra some more Bravo time. Okay? If Phaedra brings Apollo, okay, one of Andrew's favorite pieces of man candy, next to Joe Gorga, next to these other man whores out here, okay, with housewives that I could care less about. You know, if she brings the man candy, then that saves her a little bit in Andrew world. Because Phaedra didn't do nothing this reunion except
not a damn thing.
Poorly fan Quad on the first part, okay? When Quad was having her emotional moment.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing she did was shade Heavenly's house decor. Okay, well, that was the best part. That was the best part because she said that curtain rod fell down. Heavenly's house probably smells like, you know, old beans.
Girl, they are still commenting on that fucking girl fight. Remember the days that this used to be indecent exposure, among other things? Oh my God. Get off the high horse, girl. Oh my God. I hope that these same people can listen to this damn podcast and give us some.
I don't think those people watching that video, them two bitches with the titties out fighting, are also listening to this.
Because goddamn, it's like I'm just getting preached at. Did they seriously go to the club in bikinis? Girl, it's in Miami. They're at the beach.
Oh, I love it.
There is a damn shame that is letting somebody take you all out of your character, letting your cool points out the window and losing your home, tacky. Put your damn clothes on and act like you got some sense and walk away. Why am I tagged in all this?
First of all, let me tell you something. Okay, what? You got what? 39 notifications? 40? 42?
I can count. Hold on. Let me scroll back to yesterday. This is when it started. It's a good thing we give single mothers food stamps or else they would have not have time to relax. What the fuck? Typical animal behavior. Just keep recording. My God, it's like,
well, listen.
Okay, it's like it's enough for me to have to scroll multiple times.
It's okay. Something about your account that brings out righteous Twitter, okay?
I don't know what it is, because even I'm just like, bro, it's not that serious. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64. Bitch, this is over 60. Bitch, this is over 60, and I'm still scrolling up. This is too much.
Listen.
What do they think? What do they think is good? Like the fight already happened.
Haven't we all got into it?
You and I were not there. It's regular internet nigga shit. Like, all this preaching and discourse and for what? For what? Because it ain't changing over here.
Listen, I say this every single day. I see videos on Twitter every single day by people. A lot of people on you, others, that all tweet some stuff. And I'm like, I would never do that. But I don't say it. I say it out loud to myself, and then I keep on scrolling.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need to do. It's
all this fucking thesis statement comments. I'm just like, girl. If my shit is still going off tomorrow about that, I'm just gonna fucking.
Are you kidding?
Mute the tweet.
I know what we need to do is. It was still going off on Monday. Let it go through Sunday. Let it go through Sunday.
Okay.
But I have a question for you, and then we can leave.
Oh no, we still got the listener questions.
Oh, we oh shit. Okay. Let's do them.
So Alexis is over it on Twitter.
Here we go.
Asked. She said,
"Hey girl,
as a civil servant who works in DTLA but must live in the perimeter due to the high cost of renting, I want to know what the hell Rasan does for a living to be able to afford to live in downtown Los Angeles." And then she said, if you want to include how much you get paid, I'm like, girl, that's a little much. lives alone, so I have to pay for the entirety for me, myself, and I to rent a one bedroom. But as far as I know, you also live alone, right? Are they hiring where you work? This could have been a DM, but go ahead. The floor is yours.
Well, hello, Alexis. And I will DM you the exact name of the company, but I do work in compliance, which is extremely boring, except for every other Friday when it's not boring when I get paid. But they are actively hiring. What was the other question?
Okay, and then let me go back. It says the other question is, who is your favorite? This is from at Ryler. That's RYYLER. They say favorite housewife, current or former.
My favorite currently, out of all the housewives that can do no wrong in my book, would have to be, this bitch does not exist. It would have to be probably the only one that's really I'm fine with no matter what, like, because she She could stab a kitten and smile, and it would make me laugh. Probably Mia. Okay, them big old ass teeth. Former housewife. That's my favorite. I'm gonna say it would have to be Nene.
But yeah, my former is Nene as well. My current. That's hard.
He's a Barlow.
The fuck? You got me fucked up. But she's not a housewife. She's only a friend.
Who?
I was going to say Kiki. Kiki.
Oh, yeah. Actually, you know, I'm going to do a Kiki Mia. Kiki Mia. That's a combo. Okay. Yeah. There's another question?
No, that was the only questions that we got.
Okay, because I got a little bit of a street that I just thought of right now. Because they said today that 18 years ago, 18, how old am I?
18 years ago, the housewives
started. Yes, I turned 21. Housewives of Orange County premiered 18 years ago. And let me just say, why is Tamra posting about it? You know, all the OGs in the picture. It was her, Vicky,
Gina Keough,
and Lori. Was it Lori?
It was Lori, yeah.
Yeah. Why are you posting about all the OGs? Because you came in on the third season. If you want to be technical, I go with technicality. Okay. You want to call yourself an OG? Like Candy calls herself an OG. I'm like, wouldn't that have to be season one?
I think they mean OG as they've been on there so damn long.
Okay, then they need to change the term. They need to change the damn term. Because how would just say, I'm tenured?
Not tenured.
Tenured, okay. If y'all hear a dog in the background, excuse that loud bitch. Oh, but what I was going to say is about Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to announce that Alexis is back on the show for this season or what? Because
I was seeing her on every damn Tamra's post.
Every last one. And I'm just like, is this your little alliance? I'm going to tell you something right now. All y'all people that make videos online for YouTube or TikTok or Instagram, whatever you video on.
Mm-hmm.
These memes, these videos are fun. They're lovely. And I know the trends are exciting. But I recognize when the trend is over. I'm sick of these. I'm a Libra. Of course, we're crazy as hell. Stop all. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Tamra, Alexis, and what's that woman's name? Jen? Jennifer? Uh-huh. Jenny? Jennifer? Jenna? Jen?
Jen.
Okay. See? And Bravo, stop hiring anybody with a Jen. No more Jens hired at ever. I can't do it. They did a little one of those videos. I'm a housewife. Of course I slice bitches. Okay, and then Alexis comes down. I'm a housewife. Of course I'm gonna get married before Slade and Gretchen. Okay. Then Jen says, I'm a housewife. Of course my alliance has changed. And then Tamra runs up behind her saying, hi, Jen. I'm just like, yo, this is whack. It's supposed to be corny, of course, but y'all look ridiculous. Y'all look drunk and bored. Okay. And Alexis, I don't need to be seeing you as much. And I, what, why? This something is not blending for me or adding up to me because.
Why is she here, Ike?
I maybe I'm just a cold-hearted dead person. I must be dead because I've never been in love or have to make
or a you're a Shannon Storm.
Okay.
You never.
I have never been so in love where I got to put up an Instagram post saying, "You know what? We found each other," and I could. I've never experienced. Oh, girl.
It's very tired.
It's whack, okay? You didn't do nothing, okay? For them, tickle that waffle.
Not tickle that waffle. Tickle the waffle.
No, you know, because the waffle has like them little crevices in it, and so it's like the coochie.
Bye, Verstein. And on that note, thank y'all for listening. We'll be back next week to talk about the finale of Potomac and whatever mess these ladies get into.
Think of some questions because we ain't talking. We'll be on here long like this week.
Bye.